A couple other things I forgot to mention is the Trash Brats are having an unplugged free show at the it's called the Shores Inn. It's on Mack Avenue in St. Clair Shores. Brian McCarty and Ricky Ratt. Ricky Ratt doesn't live in Detroit anymore, but he's coming back for an unplugged acoustic show. Trash Brats at the Shores Inn Saturday night. Free. That would be a great one, too. I mentioned the Junk Monkeys. I mentioned the Kentucky Derby party at the Painted Lady, the Paz Man. Oh, my goodness. Let me just be quiet. You can listen to the Ashleys in the background, but we are about to go live in just a matter of seconds here on WHFR Dearborn with Big Ray and the Motor City Kings. All right, besides being Free Comic Book Day Saturday, it's Home Brewing Day this Saturday. So get to your home brewing store near you. A lot of them have free samples this weekend. Another thing, are we ready to go? We got the thumbs up? We are. Okay, let me just turn this on and turn on the headphones in there and take it away, Mr. White.
All right, we're in the motor live drive at 5 right now. Today, we have Big Ray and the Motor City Kings in the studio. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah. Got a whole crew in there.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're mighty fine today. In fact,
thank you so much for having us on here, Roger.
All right.
Yeah, it's down a little low.
Yeah, it's down low.
See, okay. I keep talking because we're having a little trouble.
Can we want to pull you out.
Ah, there we got you now.
Yeah.
Now we got you.
Here we are.
Yeah, when you're talking, get right up on that mic. Your vocals
we're saying hello.
Hello. Hello.
He's trying to give you my.
Whoa. Whoa.
Now there. Okay.
Right, let's turn that.
Now we are there.
All right, man. We are ready to play some music for you guys out there. We hope you like what you're going to hear. We've been working on this stuff a long time. It's been a long time, hasn't it, Jay? Coming.
Yes, of course.
And
we only got one channel right now.
I would just like to thank all the guys in the band, Doug and Dave and Leo Early, for having us, you know, working with us here. This is a good stuff. And we got Mark on the bass. He's just fantastic. Yes. So here we go. First one's going to be a little crazy for you. It's called Crazy About My Baby.
Take it away.
Oh,
baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Yes, I'm
crazy about my baby.
Yes, I'm crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Yes, I'm
crazy about my baby.
Yes, I'm crazy about my baby. Walking around with this word mine.
My. Oh, Big Ray and the Motor City Kings. And I'll tell you, these guys are big. I'll tell you.
This is a party.
Oh, man.
Pounds of beef in here. I think we give the Lions a run for their money, Raj.
Hey, this is a big-time party in
here.
Yeah,
I just want to give that one out to my wife because she just drives me a little crazy. I love my little girl. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. Thank
He's
you.
A newlywed.
That's right.
I think you need a bigger room in here, Raj.
Well, you'll have a bigger room on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Come back to town.
Yes.
Yes, right. Cinco de Mayo Saturday night with Raj out. He's gonna be out there emceeing us out there. So guys, come on out and hang out with us Cinco de Mayo down at the New Place Lounge in downtown Dearborn. It's the new sound around the town, Big Ray and the Motor City Kings.
All right. In fact, would you like to introduce the band?
Yeah,
tell everybody
I would.
Who you got here.
We got Doug Bilo on the drums over there, the heartbeat of the band. I call him. Give me a little rap tappy tappy there. Hey. Ladies, he's knocking down your door. He's keeping it tight, keeping it right. On the keyboards, on the 80s, we got Uncle Leo on the Hammond over there. Leo, give me a little something. Oh, yeah! I'm going to go to church when
I hear
that.
Be so mean.
That's right. We got the low end. We got the foundation. Mr. Mark Pressman on the bass and vocals. James Jamerson. Woo! On guitar, we got two of the best guitar, in my opinion. I mean, there's so many. There's Johnny Bassett. There's Billy Ferris. But in my world, in Big Ray's world, we got little Davey Fender on the lead and rhythm guitar over there. We got Dave Mann. He's from Westland, and he's just blowing up the land over here. Give me some, Dave. And, of course, we got my very best friend and my brother in this world, Mr. Jason Seabone on the vocals and guitar.
Hello.
And yours truly on the saxophone and vocals. We're having such a good time here. We're having a great time. We're going to do the song. Leo wanted to do this song, so we're going to do this a little something the English people brought over.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
Yes, she knocks me off my feet. Yes, and there's no girl in the whole wide world that love me like she do, yeah.
Oh, my, my, my. That was, in fact, I got to tell you guys, Ray, you are one of the most powerful people we've had in this station so far. Yeah, you were. In fact, our sound engineer, Alan Cantino, was afraid you're going to blow out our microphone.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to control myself
a little bit.
Shucks.
Oh, darn. So it's going to be, people, you got to come and check them out live to get the full effect of Big Ray and the Motor City Kings. They're big, man. Real big.
Big men match the big sound.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
He'll be gentle in the first set, and then he rearranges people's hairstyles.
We've been working on this original album here for about, 7 years, something like that. So it's good we're coming to a culmination here. And this next song, a very, very good friend of mine, Mr. Gary Ray Thompson, helped write and arrange this with me. It's from the Frigid Pink. Just want to give a shout-out to Gary. Thank you so much for everything. And thanks, boys. I can't tell you how much I appreciate help make this work. So here we go. This called
a sneak peek of the record to come.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That's hot on the radio, folks. Everybody,
sneak
peek.
A debut on WHFR.
Thank you, Roger. That's the word I was looking for. A debut.
Is there anybody that's just got them blues? So this is called From Now On.
Can't help but die.
blues will be the best of me. Get the best of me.
All right, hey, Big Ray, if you can, get up on that mic a little more while you're singing.
Get more on the mic.
Yeah, you sing with your eyes closed. You're not right on it all the time.
You have to blow up your board back there, Roger.
Oh.
I don't want to blow it up.
The vocals, we need you right on, but the sax, you need to step back.
Okay. All right. Step back, sax, step back. Vocals, get on. All right, no problem.
All right.
No problem.
All right. In fact, I want to remind people to come out and see you live this Saturday at the Cinco de Mayo Mai at the New Place Lounge.
Cinco de Mayo Mai. That's great. New Place Lounge at Dearborn, right?
That's right.
Great place. We've done a lot of gigs there back in the past.
Ramo's a great host. Ramo,
always a gracious host. Should be a good time.
Oh, it'd be.
Roger's going to have his sombrero and his poncho on. He is the Cinco de Mayo, Mayo, Mayo.
He's a salsa maitre d' over there.
That's right.
You got a great time.
And you got a bunch of other shows coming up in the future, don't you? In fact, the rest of this month, you're packed up with shows.
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff going on, guys. We really, really, we do. All the way through September. You know, we got Bookies, which is a great new gig that we're going to be on. Our first time is going to be out there in Detroit at Bookies, not this Saturday, but the following.
That'll be the 12th.
Yep, the 12th. And then the following weekend, we're going to be in downtown Dearborn at Kiefer's Blue Line Grill.
Allen Park. And don't forget the U Detroit Cafe.
And U Detroit Cafe.
On a Monday night for the Detroit Blues Party.
That's right.
That's right. Me and Howard Glazer are hosts.
Howard. So. You know, we had such a great time down there. You guys do a great job down there.
Well, thank you.
Anybody on the radio here that hasn't been down there needs to go down there and check it out. Something new and exciting every Monday.
Yeah.
I loved it. We had a ball.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't wait to come back.
It was great.
But
Campus Martius, we got a couple of Campus Martius gigs coming up in the
Fountain
summer.
Bistro. Which
will be
Fountain
fabulous. Bistro, yeah. I'm sorry. Fountain Bistro.
In downtown Campus.
Campus Martius. Park.
You wander around the plaza and listen to
48101 Detroit.
Yeah, we got a lot of gigs coming up at Spirits out in Belleville off of Rossinville Road, 94 out there, Belleville Road.
On our
home, away from home, Nancy Whiskey's, you know, Corktown. It's just a party every time we go there. People just come out of the woodwork, and the floor is quite literally shaking. flexing about 6 inches. My dad thought we were going in the basement one day. Those guys come out and have such a good time with us. Gerald and, Eva are great, and Cheryl over there. You know, they're just great, great, great people. It's such a blessing to have so many gigs and with so many very cool people supporting the live music in Detroit. And we just want to give thanks out to all those guys, you know. We'd like to also introduce, Susan DeCoste, and she's from 104.3. And she's picked up the band, and she's doing a little representing with us and booking and managing, and she's opening up a lot of doors.
It's not easy to pick up this.
No, that's, she's got a forklift and a flatbed for all the blues.
She's the beauty and we're the beasts.
Somebody introduced me to these guys a couple of months ago, and I fell in love, and it was love at first sight, and they can't get rid of me now.
She quit her day job?
Careful, David's starting to sweat over there.
I walked away from radio, and now I'm working with you guys and enjoying every minute of it.
I just don't even know what to say about that. Thank you. Just a lot of thank yous today.
She's certainly doing a fine job because this is an impressive lineup of shows you've got from now till September.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be busy this summer.
You know, the Fountain Bistro thing is going to be a lot of fun. The first one is on June the 2nd and Detroit Grand Prix time, somewhere around there. So
all
that'll
right.
be a lot of fun. It's a great gig outside downtown Detroit, middle of the night. Fountains going. It's a great time. Mm-hmm. Campus Martius is a beautiful time. It's a beautiful place to be any time of year. So really, if you want something with some atmosphere, it'll be a lot of fun. We did a gig there not too long ago for the opening day, and of course it was 40 degrees outside. Or
it was chilly.
Yeah, 32
after we had
in the
that
shade.
85 degree right. weather a week before.
So, Yeah, opening day of the Tigers, of course. Which go Tigers. This will be the year, of course. We all know that.
Yes.
But it's sake of rambling on. But, yeah, we have a lot of wonderful gigs. We're blessed to have such great gigs, and we're going to stay very busy. And Susan's working very hard. And we saw Roger at the DMAs this year, which was fabulous.
That was great. That was a great time, man. I tell you what, them Pleasure Seekers, those girls put on a show and just knocked everybody flat. Oh, you guys weren't there. You missed it, let me tell you.
That's the truth.
Woo. Great. Man, they rocked the house.
So, yeah, good things are on the horizon. Summer's coming. Everybody's happy. We got a lot of gigs, and it should be a good time.
All right. Yeah, you got to come out and see these guys live. You got to get the full effect of these guys.
Yeah, let us change your hairstyle a little bit.
No kidding, huh?
In fact, what do you guys got up next for us?
Yes. What's next there, boss man?
We got an instrumental here. You know, we love singing. We love doing stuff, but this working on for a long time, and Dave, I want to say thanks to you personally for helping putting these chords together and working with me on this melody. This is for Dale Schaller. He's the late great. If you didn't know Dale Schaller and the Amazing Boneheads, you guys should check some of their stuff out. One of our very, very, very good friends and mentors. And him and his wife Cindy were just, always there, still are. So this goes out for Dale.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Woo! Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That was pretty.
Oh.
The softer side.
Big rain.
They all poured up down there. Yes.
We want to do a shout-out to Marla Rudis, Mark Sawyer, and Kevin, how was how do you pronounce his last name?
Palunka? Oh, we'll just make it Kevin.
Kevin from Motor City Special. And I'm not sure if Marilyn's listening, but they're all on Facebook saying they're enjoying the show. So.
All right. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
And two of those are from out of state. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. New
one's
friends.
From Kentucky, one's from Nevada.
Well, all right.
We love Kentucky and Nevada. That's our favorite states of all time. Besides Michigan, of course.
All
listeners are good.
You know, like to plug the website. Leo Early here, he's got his ruler out, slapping me on the wrist across the studio here. TheMotorCityKings.com. You can check it out. All of our future dates. We have a SoundCloud account where you can, you know, download some free stuff that we've done. We've done some work with Tom from the steel mill. Tom, we'd like to say thanks for working with us and, you know, some video clips here and there. And of course, you know, all the great stuff that, you know, we got coming up that we just talked about.
All right. Well, tell me, how long have Big Ray and the Motor City Kings been together?
Well, this particular group here, we've been doing about 3.5 years now. And, Jay and I have been, you know, there have been so many various versions of the Motor City Kings and all great friends. And, it's just been a long time building. And these guys here, I mean, this is the real deal. These guys come from a long way. Highland, you know, Marine City, you know, Westland. Everybody comes to the Taylor Boys address over there and comes and practices. And sacrifices a lot of time with their family and their friends. And they put a lot into this. And it shows. And we just, you know, thanks a lot, Doug. You know, a lot of miles on that Lexus, over 300,000 miles.
That's just for practicing.
Yeah, it's just practicing.
300,000 miles.
We won't talk about what else you put on.
You know, Ray and I have been known each other since 7th grade. So we started playing music, I would say, maybe 9th or 10th grade.
I was thinking since diapers.
Yeah, basically. Ray had a horn as soon as he came out of the womb.
Blues.
Blues. So
of course, 7th grade could have been diapers, too.
But basically, his father used to take us out to various jam nights when we were like 17 or 18 years old. And that's basically what got us starting to want to be in a band, basically. Watching the Blues Brothers as young teenagers or whatever, it was like,
that's what we want to be.
And, you know, we were fortunate to have such great friends that, you were willing to play with us in these bands. And, like, you know, each band's always had their different incarnations through time. And I agree with Ray. This is the best yet. The band's happy, and everybody sounds great. I admire all of these guys. I respect them very much, you know what I mean? And we're not trying to have the big, you know, session here where we're trying to all boost each other up, but I really do mean it. I look forward to every gig, every weekend that we have together. We get to have a good time and have some fun, and, you know, so we're having a ball.
Sometimes there's magic.
So I love Ray. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't even be playing music. He's the one that kind of snapped the whip on me, you know.
And don't forget his dad.
All right.
Yeah.
Got to get up, Dave. That's all his fault.
Exactly. That's right. These guys are the real thing. So why don't we get some more of that real thing on the air here? Right.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people that have influenced us playing. You know, a lot of great local musicians. James Cloyd, you know, Billy Ferris, you know, the great Phil Risky, Man of Mystery. Thank you, Phil, for keeping my saxophones together and working. I was over there till midnight last night working on these things.
Shout out to Phil Risky, saxophone
works. Oh, man, saxophone tech. And, you know, but as far as on a national level, you know, we love B.B. King and Freddie King and, you know, Albert King, Albert Collins, all those great blues players. And we're going to do a little B.B. King number here. I don't think anybody really does it, but...
Yeah, this is from the Completely Well album, which was Thrill Is Gone. And this is kind of like a deep track of that record, one of our all-time favorite tunes, which we learned from Phil Risky, actually. So here we go.
Take it deep. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. All right.
It's going to be a party Saturday night at the new place. Wow.
Well, we're going to do some remodeling. Yes. Blow some material walls out.
Ramo said he needed some wall blown out there, a little demolition crew.
Some soul and blues stucco.
And you got to see them in their matching outfits of the choreography.
Yes, we got all our moves down.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you guys are, if you got a website that is themotorcitykings.com, and you're on Facebook as well, and you Twitter, I hear?
Oh, yeah. We got the Twitter. We got every Twitter, Twatter, whatever that thing's called.
Twitter.
I got the little bird. If that little Twitter bird's batter. On the website trying to follow you around, just click on that thing. That's how I found it.
Oh, is that how you get rid of it?
I'm like, Leo, I'm like, man, what is it with this little blue bird, you know, following me around every time I, and the thing would fly down there. I'm like, he's like,
I shot holes in like three computers.
It's a gimmick. He goes, it's a gimmick, Ray. Just click on it. I'm like, oh, well. You know, but it's great. You know, I mean, a lot of people have gotten in contact that way. And, you know, a big thanks to Leo. He put all that stuff together. I think for me and the guys, I mean, he put it together and whipped it up. Susan said, make it so. And, man, he waved his magic PC wand, and it happened. Yeah. So,
magic PC wand.
That's right.
Yes.
A little blues abracadabra. And boom, there you go.
He's a musician and a webmaster all in
one. Oh, yeah. Leo's a jack of all trades.
He's
the man. And a fabulous keyboardist.
Oh, man.
All right.
You should hear him play guitar. He's
and see his dance play. Moves. Well, you'll see him Saturday at the at the new place.
And the gold lame.
And you've got a big thing for the Detroit Blues Society as well coming up on the 20th of this month.
Yep, we're doing the International Blues Challenge. That's why, you know, we're going to be doing pretty much a sneak peek for that on the U Detroit that Monday before.
At the Detroit Blues Party.
That's right. And, you know, they've been wanting us to do it. And finally we said we had to. We just got to do it. So we're going to go out there and we're gonna blow some people up. And we'd like to thank Mary and
not literally.
Exactly. No, we're not going to blow anybody
blow them up with music.
Music
and love.
And love.
Exactly.
You're not going to be able to stand it. You're just going
to
explode.
Saxophone player to language.
Yes. That's jargon. I don't want no Secret Service coming to my house.
We're blowing up the
stadium. It's a metaphor, guys. You know, but you know, that's a big thing coming up. So it's there's going to be five bands and I think four rounds, and we're excited to be a part of it. And you know, big thanks to Mary and Don McGee for you know, bringing that to our attention and wrapping us on the head with that. You know,
we got a lot of work to do. A lot of heavy hitters in Detroit. You know, great musicians,
is.
And yeah. They're here. It is the battle of the bands. You know, so it's
battle
like, oh boy,
bands.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, here he comes again. Exactly. Yes, Satan. Right. Exactly. So yeah, we're gonna do our homework, and hopefully we do real well. We're excited to be part of it. That's for sure.
Well, why don't you get
and
to
that's gonna happen at the Cooley Inn on the 20th.
Cooley Lake Inn.
Yes,
Cooley Lake Inn. Well, good luck.
Well,
thank you so much, dude. Thank you.
Oh, hey. Just play. That's all you need.
Let's do another one.
Let's hope.
All right. You know, we, of course, are a blues-based band, you know, as of any music, and we couldn't do it without a slow blues song. That's for anybody who's had a broken heart. Thank you.
place, this pretty life was all about. And when I saw you, baby, I thought I didn't have any doubts. Now, why you fail me in these things that we call love? Oh,
Oh my! Now after that guitar is in there, I got to ask a question, J-Bone.
Yes.
J-Bone, what kind of guitar are you playing there?
Oh boy! Now you've asked the question. This double top secret information. No, I'm kidding. This is my first real guitar when I was a kid. Gotta thank my parents, of course, but a friend of ours. Taught me a lot about music and stuff like that, and I learned a lot from him guitar playing wise. His name was Greg Danig, and he's still in the neighborhood. Fabulous guitar player, fabulous guy. He's wonderful. He actually helped me build this guitar. I bought the neck, and he kind of had the body in works. It's actually a butcher block table. The body is actually a table, and we cut it out. We cut it out with a bandsaw and made a Telecaster out of it. So it looks like a Telecaster. I call it the J-Bone Danig Caster.
Since it's made of a butcher block, it should be a Delicaster.
And yeah, exactly. But it actually is. It's actually a butcher block table, and it's been my first real guitar. And it's just like the one I'll never get rid of. You know, I did all my Paul Warren recordings with this as well. Yes. So Telecaster through a Roland Jazz little amp here.
Okay, and your partner on guitar over there, what's he playing?
Ah, Mr. Davey Fender is Davey Fender for a reason. Fabulous blackface Fender Super Reverb Fender Stratocasters. And, of course, we all know the tone is in the hands. So that's where all that's coming from.
That's right. Now, I'm always impressed that for you, a lot of people use a lot of pedals, but you only have like one little switch. You just play the guitar and the amp.
Got my little clean boost. It's not a drive in any kind of a way. Just kind of gives it a little EQ and blooms the amp up a little bit. Straight in.
Okay, well, we only got about, we got about 7 minutes to go. What can you give us in 7 minutes?
Whoa.
I'll take you around the world.
Watch out. All right.
This is a family program.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
All right, we're going to do an original at Davey F. Load here.
Yes, David Fender, little Davey over there on the guitar. He had this fantastic opus, and I put some lyrics to it, and I hope it... hope it works. It does work. It works great. I hope you guys like it. It's called Over the Top, because that's what it is. Your mind.
About my hometown, Taylor, Michigan.
We want to thank you all again. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, everybody in Radio Land. Here we go. Song about Taylor.
Derek Mitchell. Wherever you are at, this is the embodiment of the heart of the Taylor.
Motor Live Drive next week. Stay tuned for Rio and the Rockabilly Revival. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Drama.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mystery.